Hey, everybody, I'm Neil McCoy, and you're listening to Life Minute.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
People that know me have kept up with my Pledge of Allegiance for the last 10 years, and they had reached out to Allied Flag and told them about me saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day, obviously to a flag. So we started working together, and they said, we know you got your 10-year anniversary pledge coming up, and they said, can we get involved, maybe print up something, a special edition, limited edition? I said, yeah, that'd be great. So there's a flag in it, 3x5 American flag, and the boxes, this is kind of their, we all came up with it together, put what we wanted to have on there, and of course, you know, you got to have me on there somewhere. So I want you to go to neilmccoy.com. And of course, we're going to autograph the boxes before we send them out to you. It was January 2016, and I had already been on a bunch of USO tours, entertain our troops, so and getting hands-on to be able to see them and shake hands and hug on them and love on them. When Republicans and the Democrats were fixing to start working on nominating their presidential candidate, of course, and they were already starting in on it. And I thought, I told my wife, who I've been married to for 45 years, so I just thought, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to go say the Pledge of Allegiance because everybody's already at each other. And I said, I'm just going to see what happens. So she said, okay, well, good luck with that. So I went and I said it. We got a few comments. People would write a few comments on there. And then I'd been into about 2 or 3 months, and it started just getting a huge groundswell. For a while, we got up to up to reaching over 1 million people a day, and we're having 300,000 or 400,000 views a day. So we've got over 1 million followers now, which is a big deal for a guy that hadn't had a hit in about 25 years. And this is going to sound like a corny, hokey answer. I really like it when I'm just on my phone and I'm at my ranch or just somewhere alone because I'm with all these people, and they want your time, you know, and they deserve your time because they've been supporting us for a long time. So then you're just going to find me right here on my phone at 10 a.m. Central Time, and we're going to say it all together. And they love that. They really love that because they get so into it. Early when I started doing it, I was just doing it because I just want to show my allegiance to our flag and our country and just let people know, no matter who's in office or administration, I'm going to continue to love our country. It is something that I'm really proud of, very proud of. My granddad was in the World War. My dad served, and I didn't serve, but I am serving. I didn't serve in the military. Didn't have to do some of the things they go through. But I think I'm still serving my country and dang proud of going over and visiting these troops. And I can go over and sing to them and visit with them and just bring them a little bit of hope at Christmas time or at Thanksgiving when they're not able to come home. And so that's how I did it. And it was just, it's some of the greatest moments of my life. And we have a foundation my wife and I started called the East Texas Angel Network. It's helped children with life-threatening, life-challenging illnesses, them and their family with expenses. And we started it, my wife and I, 31 years ago. We're still heavily involved. Our daughter is executive director of it. And we have raised in 31 years over $15 million.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv.